By European standards, these ancient Chinese bronze bells are enormous. Nothing on this scale would be cast in Europe until the Middle Ages, over 1500 years later. But the role of bells in China could go far beyond the musical. To produce perfect tones, they had absolutely standardized shapes, and the consistency of these shapes meant that the bells could also be used to measure volume. You had, so to speak, a pint bell or a quart bell, and as the amount of bronze in each one was also carefully controlled, they could just as well provide standard weights. So you could have, as it were, a hundredweight bell, and so on. So there's a sense in which a set of bells in ancient China could also serve as a sort of local weights and measures office, bringing harmony to commerce as well as society. Intriguingly, bells also played a major role in the etiquette of war. The Chinese held that no attack could be considered fair and above board without the sounding of bells or drums. From then on, you could honorably fight without restraint. But more commonly, the bells were used for rituals and entertainments at court. Played at grand occasions, banquets and sacrificing ceremonies, the complex music of the bells marked the rhythm of court lives. The bells and the ancient methods of playing them traveled well beyond the boundaries of China, and the closest surviving form of this ancient music is today found not in China, but in Korean court music that originated in the 12th century and is still played in Korea now.